dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in to
dust body radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust body radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow,
you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wish with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. You are listening to one of the craziest shows in the world. And I'm your host, Steady J. What's up? What's up? All right, so today's show, man, you know, we always bring out something hot every Monday. Is usually Hot After Dust Monday. And that's where we give you some hot news and, of course, somewhere in between there. And some hot mess. Well, today's show, we're going to do something not necessarily a little different, but we're going to change today's theme. Today's show will not be After Dust Monday. It would be Motivations Monday. Okay, can we give a hint of that? Can we give a hint of that? All right, so Motivation Monday. The reason why it's called Motivation Monday, we will be having a panel, a small panel. My boy, Mr. Marcology, will be stopping by, and Anthony Lamar Smith, both of them will be coming through to talk about what it takes to stay motivated, no matter if the times are great or horrible. So we'll be talking to them. You know, also you get to get their background of what they do and how they got started and whatnot. So you also get that background as well. So definitely be on the lookout. We'll be doing that about the 15th hour of the hour. So the 15th mark of the hour hits, y'all be ready to get some very deep knowledge and just really be ready to stay motivated. Then the second half, Team Marie, we're talking about healthy eating, healthy lifestyle. So it's really just good. You know, that's how we're doing it, man. It's really just always great. Always just bring you great shows. And we, like we always tell you all the time, man, you can't put this show in a bubble because we refuse to put ourselves in the bubble. We just do, we do what we want. And definitely glad to be having the blessing to be able to do that and not have to worry about some powers to be wanted you to be cookie cutter. So I appreciate everyone that supports me and everything I do. All right, so as far as the letting y'all know, after this weekend, you know, I'll just send you y'all a little quick rewind. Okay, so Friday, you know, it was Friday, you know, I'm not going to get onto that. It's just say it was not the best time I had. I'm not going to, you know, as far as, you know, I'm not going to downplay them. I'm not going to name colony spots, but it just wasn't the best. Y'all know how I get started. One of my big things is, you know, I said there's so much is I'm just so tired of grown men that just want to be in the club, want to fight. Why don't y'all talk to that person? You know, why don't you tell that person, meet me outside? You know, what do you say? What did DMX say? You know, he said it best. Meet me outside. Come on, he is telling you, go meet me outside. Or go find some other spot to go, you know, find some spot outside of the club to go fight each other. If you just can't go, your life is just not going to be complete if you don't get to fight this person. I suggest going to a whole other location and just scrapping it because I'm just so tired of, you know, people, you know, and then the songs that people do and the DJs that play and stuff. I'm all for, you know, I support, you know, I'm pro-hood because I'm from, and I was spent so much of my life in the hood. I don't mind people repping their hoods, but I have a problem when it causes, I have a problem, ironically, when it causes a problem. So I'm going to need y'all to get y'all life together. All right, so get it together, people, get it together. All right, so that was Friday. Saturday, homecoming game, and UNT won, and they are now, and they are indefinitely first place in the conference. Can we give them a hand for that? Conference USA, first year in Conference USA. Definitely, it's always great to see when your school is doing some big things. It really is, man. Like, you know, a lot of people downplay you, your school and doing this and the other, and to see that they actually are, you know, going well above expectations, it's just great to see, man. And definitely, it was my first time getting to go to the new stadium. Definitely love it. You know, let's see what. You know, it's funny because I was one of the people that voted in for us to pay more for tuition. So y'all can kill me. Y'all can kill me. I want to see the photo there. For us to pay more tuition to build a new stadium, to run it and whatnot. So it's definitely great to see that the money was spent very well, not only to make something look good, but also is being used. The team that's using it is making some big moves. So big ups to UNT, Mean Green football team. Appreciate y'all, man. I definitely had a great time. You know, when we got a chance to go to that party, shout out to my boy DJ Frosty. You know, I was going to show him some love. And that was definitely great. You know, it was a great, great look, man. Really had a great time. So, you know, definitely keep doing what y'all doing. All right, so what's we get on today? Do what we eloquently love to do here. We give y'all some music, too. So we're going to go to the music break. And we come back, we're going to be chopping it up. We got some more right here on Life to Death Live, your boy Ceddie J. All right, this first track we're going to go into, man, I'm going to go to Q Harper. And y'all know I'm just got to have some Q Harper in my life. All right, so let's go ahead and kick y'all the Q Harper room first. And we're going to Quiet Time. You know, that's my favorite Q Harper song, Quiet Time.
You know, I want to make love to you with your clothes on. Is that all right?
That's all right.
You see, baby, I want to spend some quality, quiet time with you.
Is that right?
It's been a long week, and you're kind of tired. You're feeling kind of worn down, baby. Let me take you higher. We'll lock all the doors, baby, and throw away the key. I wanna spend a little quiet time, you and me, baby. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
You're a long week and you're kind of tired. Let me do all the things to make you feel so good, so, so good, baby. I want to make love to your mind, sweetheart. I want to make you feel like my queen, baby. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my baby. Cause it's been a long week, baby. Hey, yeah. Feel it kind of worn down.
Let me rejuvenate you, baby. I wanna make you feel so good, baby. Ooh, baby. I wanna spend let me be quiet with you. just let me spend quiet time with you. Ooh, 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 baby. I wanna be so good to you, baby. I wanna rub your shoulders, your back, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
Quiet time.
I wanna hold you so close. Look at you. Look into those pretty brown eyes. Hey, baby, baby, baby. Just let me spend quiet time with you.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
I'll be troubled and puzzled and scorned for your love.
Of the good life, some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall, like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall, thinking that ball field and rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green, like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we plan. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying. Some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words. Making you smile, growing up to be the future, thanks for making me proud. There is much more to life than what it's actually worth, and some of us comprehend it, it's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up, it has to be fixed, but first person at the club for her cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget, we fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance. I'm saying.
Thank you. What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the dust spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dusk with Taryn Lamond, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
All righty. We are Bizak. Yes, we are Bizak. I made up a new word. You know, y'all know how I like to make up new phrases. All right, that was a nice little music break. And we are definitely back. You know, got my one of the people is in the building already. My boy, Edgar Lamar Smith, is in the building. So we'll be talking to him just a moment. And then let me check the other line, because when my second powers go off, they usually be right. I'm going to say, without even asking, I noticed that to be Mr. Markerology.
It is. Hi, how are you today?
Hey, man, I'm telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all. I don't even try no more. It's my second powers I've been blessed with. Dun, 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 dun. All right, so we got both of y'all in the building. Let me give my boxing announcer introduction for y'all. All right, so for today's Motivation Monday, I want to welcome to the show the great F.D. Lamar Smith, and yes, he is the Mr. Mr. Marketology.
My
oh, man. So, okay, there we go. They got to get my hand. glad to have both of y'all. I mean, you know, definitely, it's always great, you know, as a young black man, seeing other black men making some moves and really just, especially being in positive fields, I'm always just reaching. I can't wait to reach out to those kind of people and really big them up. So I appreciate y'all for setting the ground work for people like myself.
Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity, Teddy J, for being on. This is Anthony Lamar Smith, and so the honor is mine. Thank you.
No problem.
I want y'all to tell me who y'all are.
Let everybody know who y'all are and what you do. Give them the background first. So I'm going to start with you, Anthony, then go to you, Mr. Markerology.
Okay.
Well, I'm Anthony Lamar Smith. I'm an author, life coach. Been doing life and business consulting now since 2003, but also spent 10 years as a mortgage banker back in the Chicagoland area. I live in Orange County, California right now. Been out here in Southern California for about 4 years. And prior to moving out here, like I said, I spent 10 years as a mortgage banker, spent 5 years as an insurance broker. And so I understand money well. I love money. I like money. I understand how it works. I understand the law of attraction, how to attract money into our lives. But not only that, money is not just necessarily a something that we aspire to. What it is a tool. It's simply a medium of exchange. It allows for you to be able to support the lifestyle that you desire, to help other people, et cetera. It positions you so that you can truly live the life that you've been created to live. And so when the economy collapsed in 2008, I lost a lot of money in real estate investing. My business partner and I, we lost millions of dollars in the commercial property that we had, apartment community we were rehabbing, and all of my rental properties, my tenants they lost their jobs and they couldn't afford to pay rent. Properties went into foreclosure, found myself in bankruptcy, and so I had to rebrand myself. So I sat down and I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? And I went into a meditative state, started speaking to the Holy Spirit and started listening to the real Anthony to identify a strategy and a plan to rebrand myself, because I had become accustomed to the lifestyle that I was living. And I remember reading in this book, I forget the businessman that I read about, but it was in the book entitled Think and Grow Rich, The Black Choice by Dennis Kimbrough. And what he did was he interviewed all these successful black entrepreneurs. And one of the entrepreneurs said in his book, he said, you know, when a person is poor and they become rich, it's hard to remember that you were once poor. But when a person is rich and he becomes poor, it's hard as hell to forget that you were once rich. And I knew exactly what he meant by that. It's hard as hell to forget that you was once rich. And here I was in a poor state, and I needed to find out what I needed to do in order to be able to support my lifestyle and to teach what I had learned. And that's when I decided to write my book, Life Intentional, L-I-F-E, Living in Fullness Every Day. And ever since then, I published it last year, and it's been doing very, very well. It's allowed so many doors to open for me to be able to speak on this particular topic that we're talking about tonight, motivation versus inspiration. And I can't wait to delve into it and share more information. But I'm going to turn it over to my good friend, Mr. Marketology, so he can share about himself.
All right. Thank you. I mean, my can't even match yours. I should have went first probably. I'm Mr. Marketology. Jeff Beals, my real name, or as the rappers say, my government name. But I started off in the military, served my 14 years in there, got into corporate America, and then became a marketing strategist. I say strategist because I was a consultant for a long time, and then I realized really my value would be the marketing strategies that I help companies develop to become successful. So this isn't a business show in that sense, so let's talk about motivation. As far as motivation is concerned, young black men, I was motivated by money. I was motivated by fame. I used to have a record label. I used to be into the music game a little bit, so fame that. I was motivated by all exterior type of elements. Moved to Atlanta from Virginia and hit hard times. My story about that, I guess, would be I got here 2001, was it? Yeah. It was actually 9/11. I touched down in Atlanta, hit 9/11. Of course, at the aftermath of it, the economy afterwards affected all of us. And like you, had some real estate challenges. So I really hit hard times, and it was hard to be motivated. Of course, at the time, money seemed to be the motivator, and the lack thereof seemed to be a failure. But what I've learned over the years has been that whether you have a little bit of money or whether you have a lot of money, your lifestyle is really what you should strive to focus on. Because whether I was making six figures or whether I was making $20,000, my lifestyle really didn't change much. Never been one to go out and get the Bentleys and things of that nature, but I do have some nice, you know, things. But my lifestyle, things that I liked, my day-to-day, didn't change. But money was always my motivator. And also money was always my master because it was my motivator. And the minute I started to realize that there's more to life than money, and like you just mentioned, money is just really it's a vehicle. It's just it's something to get you the lifestyle that you would like. It's not the end goal. And the minute I realized that, things became a little bit easier for me. I say that I'm not a guru when it comes to motivation because I'm always learning. And I listen to people like Eric Thomas and Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar and Les Brown and so many because every day I have to feed myself positive messages because there's so many negative things out there, so many negative messages. Every time I turn on the radio, I feel like I'm making myself dumber and dumber. And the messages that you're ingesting all of a sudden becomes your personality, and you start to become, you start to act out what you put in. And so I started looking at people like Roy Smoot that actually puts music to motivational speeches and listen to that as I ride around town and work out and things of that nature. So I'm really just a student when it comes to motivation. I mean, the law of attraction, it does work. I've seen it work in my life. It's funny because I didn't notice it until after it works, and you look in hindsight and say, wow, I did want to speak at that conference and get paid to do so. You know, one of my things was to get paid. I wanted to go to Chicago, and I wanted to be paid to go to Chicago. And this was just really, have y'all ever did this? I'm just going to test it. You know, so like even testing God, I'm just going to test it. I'm going to ask for something and see if he does it. And kind of say, if he doesn't do it, I knew he wasn't. It was like that. I'm going to go to Chicago, and I'm going to get paid to go to Chicago. I never thought I'd really go to Chicago or get paid. But actually, got invited to speak at a conference, got paid to go to Chicago. So it was an aha moment for me. You know, some other things in life that I looked at, even children. I have a beautiful little one, but she's not my biological, but that's my baby. And I've always wanted a child, but I haven't been blessed with one. But I've had the opportunity to help raise not only her, but my other niece that's now in college, my nephew, I'm mentoring him, cousins, you know, they're beautiful girls, you know. So I have the opportunity to have children that I help with, even though I guess my way of looking at having a child was different than God's way of looking at it, but he did give it to me. So that law of attraction does work. You just have to kind of look at your perception of everything. And I talk a lot, so tell me to shut up when I get too windy.
Yeah, you know, because y'all were giving me, because, you know, I'm a person, I listen very well and see where everything correlates between the two. And with, you know, basically what I know is both of y'all stories, and it ties to me too, is a lot of people don't understand this, and I talk about this so much. Everybody, they see the final product of something, and they don't realize that all the stuff is sweat and tears that you had to go through to get to that point.
Yeah.
And
you know, it's
like
funny.
Like I said, is being motivated by it. They don't understand that you had to go, like you said, like back to the sweat and tears. In order for me to be happy at the end, I had to go through crap every day. And some days I still go to stuff today, but that don't mean that, you know, I got to all of a sudden give. If I really love something, I need to continue to pursue it and don't let anything in the world stop me from doing it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you said that, Sadie J. This is Anthony again. About if you love something, we have to realize that the fulfillment of your purpose is not an option. See, I write a lot of blogs on my website, lifeintentional.net. Again, that's lifeintentional.net. I write blogs and I write articles on Red Room, E-Zine, all of these other different social outlets. And one of the topics that I love to talk about is the fulfillment of your dreams and your goals, your purpose. You have been created for a divine reason. But here's the thing, your talents, the talents that Mr. Marketology has, the talent that you, Sadie J, as a radio personality, your talents is the spiritual part of you that desires to personify itself so that it can dwell amongst men to be celebrated and live on long after you're no longer here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And listen to the word that I use. I use the word personification. And the reason why I like that word, because your words are living truths. Not to go all religious on you, but even if we bring it in from a spiritual, biblical perspective, if we think about the way that Jesus was described in the book of John, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and that the Word was God. And then it goes down in the 14th verse of that same chapter, it says, and the Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us, and we beheld him as the only begotten Son of God. Well, we were created in the image of God. God is a spiritual being. We are simply a spiritual being having a real life natural experience. So the real Sadie J, the real Marketology, is a spiritual being. And as a spiritual person, you have the creative ability to do just like God did, to speak your words into existence. So when marketology was talking about the law of attraction basically states that like attracts like. And here's how it works. Now I'm going to go into it from a scientific perspective, and I'm going to make it really, really simple for everybody to understand. And once I explain the way that the law of attraction works, you're going to always be able to operate in a higher state of consciousness, and you'll have these ups and downs, this roller coaster ride of motivation where one minute you're high and the next minute you're low. Here's how your brain works, and here's how you work as a spiritual being. As a spiritual being, you have the creative ability to speak words. Your words only come about because you have a thought. Now, you and I, the three of us, know that your thoughts are not physical things that we can see with the natural naked eye. You got to realize you don't see with your eyes. You see through them. Does that make sense? You see through your eyes, not with the eyes. So this is the reason why you can hear a blind man say, oh, I see what you're saying when you're trying to explain something to him. They can't physically see it, but they can see it in their consciousness. They can see it in their thoughts. So when you have a thought, your brain goes into immediate reaction to produce the physical reality of that which you're speaking. So you have these brain cells. And if you were to scan your brain cells right now, while we're talking, you will see all these electrical impulses going through your brain. Because what your brain is trying to do is to comprehend and fully understand the words that I am speaking, the words that marketology is speaking, the words that you're speaking, said EJ. All of your listeners are trying to fully comprehend what I'm saying. So your brain cells are transmitting information from one cell to the other. And what it is doing is looking for familiarity. So then when it looks for familiarity, it says, oh, that makes sense. I understand fully what Anthony Smith is trying to say right now. And then at that particular point, because you have a thought, you then have the creative ability to speak those words that just came across your mind. And when you speak the words, you then create an emotional response in your body. And it is that emotional response that acts as a magnet. It sends out a vibratory energy. It sends out a vibration, or what we call the vibe. Me and we, all three of us are vibing right now. We're on the same accord. We understand what each one of us is saying. So we send this energy to the universe, and that energy literally acts as a magnet to bring to you that which you desire. I wrote a blog entitled, That Which You Seek Is Also Seeking You. We could not have found the three of us if we weren't already on the same accord. Our thoughts send it out into the universe. Mr. Marketology had a desire to speak at a conference, be paid for in Chicago. He thought it. He spoke it into existence. And his words immediately went out into the universe to make sure that that which he was seeking was also seeking him. They needed a speaker. They were willing to be paid for it. He wanted to speak, and he wanted to be paid for it. It was a perfect combination. They became one. He and his desires became one. They had a need. He had a solution. Therefore, they were a perfect match. They became one. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect sense. And
that's
you know,
the law
of attraction. What I took from that as well, what you were saying, two points I've noticed from what you were talking about, like for being, for as far as first on the personification point, I mean, some people are like, what? No, but the correlation I'm about to make, it's like, for instance, Wendy's. I'm going to use Wendy's as an example. Dave Thomas, who was the founder of it, he's no longer living anymore, but Wendy's is still able to operate the same way they were operating when he was here. And that's the point of, you know, I take personification and I correlate that with branding because people don't understand. If your brain
yes.
is as strong as it is, then you should be. It should be able to operate even if you aren't physically able to do it at that point in time.
100%. That is absolutely correct. Your name should live on long after you. That's one of the reasons why I named my son. My name is Anthony Lamar Smith. His name is D'apostrophe Anthony Lamar Smith. Because in French, the D'apostrophe means of. He's of me. And I wanted to make sure that I leave a legacy in my name that he could be proud of, that you can go ahead and express to the world, I'm just like my Father. Just like in the scriptures where the Bible talks about Jesus said, the Father and I are one. See, I'm one. If you look at it, a child is the only time in mathematical and scientific history that 1 + 1 + 1 can still equal 1. My child is the walking manifestation of me, his mother, and himself. Yet he's all one. He's all one. Does that make sense? So then this is the reason why your dream has to live on, because you and your dream are all one. This is why I tell my clients when I'm coaching, the fulfillment of your dream, your design, your divine purpose is not an option. It is the 11th commandment. This is what you were required to do. These are your talents. And so when you're not operating in that gift, your talents would nag the hell out of you. It'll bother you. You'll wake up, you'll see other people living their dreams, and you'll be constantly reminded that you should be doing the same. Nothing could be worse than to arrive at the point of death only to realize that you have never lived.
That's so true.
Think about that for a second. Let that marinate. Nothing could be worse than to arrive at the point of death only to realize that you have never lived. How many people do you know that have died saying they were going to do this, they were going to do that, they never did? Well, when my kids grow up, I wrote a blog. I did a story on another station here in L.A., and it's entitled, Now That My Kids Are Grown, What Do I Want to Do When I Grow Up? Okay. These are for all of the women that want to re-enter into the workforce, or they want to pursue a dream, that gave up on their dream because they had children or they got married. Well, now that your kids are grown, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Yeah. And who do you want to be? That's one of the things that I've struggled with my walk has been finding that purpose of who you want to be. I remember when I used to say I wanted to be a millionaire. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was my dream. That was my goal. I'm going to be a millionaire. Then I started meeting some millionaires, and I started associating that they weren't any more happy than me. And millionaire problems, you know, Biggie always said more money, more problems. But I started to notice that, and I said, well, do I really want to be a millionaire? Because understand you have to be that person in order to have it. You have to become that person. I'm watching football as we're talking. In order to become an athlete, you have to hit the gym. You have to exercise. You have to have a physical regimen to become that athlete. And that's a lot of pain. You can't just run out there on the field and now you're a star football player. So to become that person, and to the football players I know, they know what I'm talking about, that means 4:30 in the morning, you're getting up, getting ready to go to practice. That means you're practicing for 2, 3, 4 hours. That means that you're sitting in a bucket of ice for those aching muscles. And, you know, that means you're getting hit and you're breaking bones. And you have to become that person. Now, yes, after you get off the field, everybody loves you, this, that. They love what they saw on TV, but they don't know what goes on in practice. They don't know the aches and pains and the physical therapy that you have to go through. That's all a part of it. And if you can't be all of it, you can't be part of it. You have to become it. And that's what I tell people, figure out what you want to be, you know.
You know, you make a very good point. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I wanted to say about that, too, is because, you know, what I take it from what you all talking about as well, and it's funny because you said I wanted to be a millionaire. There's three, I remember, and it was back in high school, 10th grade, still will never forget it. It was 11th grade, excuse me. 11th grade, and my physics teacher, you know, people like physics teacher told you, had you do this? This is like an English class type of assignment, but in physics class, my fitness teacher, he approached me. He approached everyone in the classroom, and he was making the point of, I want everybody in the classroom to write down three goals of something you want to accomplish. You know, long, they can be long-term, you know, and I want them to be long-term goals. You know, some people were clowning around, and they're like, and they're not taking it serious or whatnot. But I really took it serious. I wrote down three goals. So far, two of them have came to pass. One, the only one that haven't came to pass yet is I wrote, because I was very specific about what I wanted to do. I said, when I grow up, I want to be, I want to have my own magazine. I waited for a while, that happened. Another one was, to grow up and just have a peace of mind, that's slowly starting to happen. So I would say that goal is pretty much taken care of. But the only one I haven't done yet is, and I was very specific about it, is I want to be a millionaire by the age of 30. I got three more years to make that happen, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I got some good news.
You got to make it keep happening. Like you said, it doesn't, even if it doesn't happen at 30, you got to keep going for it. That's just a goal. If you shoot for the moon, if you shoot for the stars and you land on the moon, that's still pretty good to me because some people don't even get past the atmosphere. So,
well, I'm going to give you some good news, Teddy J. I'll give you some good news. I'm going to let you know that it is very, 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 very easy to become a millionaire. It's very simple. Very, very easy. I've done it several times. Done it several times over. And I've lost millions too. Now don't get me wrong. So I've made it. I lost it. I know what it feels like to be wealthy. I know what it feels like to be broke. Well, I know what it feels like to be rich, and I know what it feels like to be broke. Wealth is a prosperity consciousness. You gotta understand that wealth is not the material. Wealth is your mindset. It's how you think. The material. It's the riches. It's the manifestation of your thinking. When we're trying to accomplish a particular goal, as what Mr. Marketology was talking about, we have to identify the purpose behind the goal, for one. That's your first step. And then we have to understand or identify your intentions behind the goal. And then finally, we take action towards making the goal come to pass. You cannot just say, I want to be a millionaire. You have to be very, very specific. What is your purpose? How does the rest of mankind benefit if Fetty J becomes a millionaire? Why do you need the money? Number one, you got to identify, do you have the proper mindset to attract the money? Remember, money is just like a woman. It is attracted to the person who seeks after it, not who lusts after it. Because you can lust after it, you can get it, but you won't keep it. When you're seeking after, you'll nurture, you'll take care of it, you'll spend time with it. You'll give her attention and respect and loyalty. You'll treat the money right. Does that make sense? You got to identify the purpose behind why do you want to be a millionaire? What is your intentions? Now, here's the difference when I was talking to you off the air. There's a difference between motivation and inspiration. A lot of time we use those words synonymously, and I wrote a blog about that. You can go to my website. That's www.lifeintentional.net. Go to the blog. I have video blogs on it as well, information about my book. Pick up a copy of the book, Life Intentional, Living in Fullness Every Day. Well, anyway, on the blog, I write an article. It's entitled Motivation Versus Inspiration. Now, let me tell you what motivation is. I'll tell you what it is, and then you'll be able to see the difference between motivation and inspiration. Before I moved to Southern California, I used to live right outside of Chicago. I was born and raised in Gary, Indiana, where, Jack Defies are from, a couple other actors, whatever the case, are from Gary, Indiana. And it's about 30 miles southeast of Chicago. So I worked downtown Chicago when I got into the mortgage game. And in the winters, the winters are brutal. I'm talking lake effect snow. I'm talking 20, 30 degrees below zero. It's cold as hell, okay? There's only two types of weather in Chicago. It's either cold as hell or it's hot as hell, okay? So you go there in the summer, it's humid, and you go there in the winter, it's freezing. So when I got there, I remember.
They don't know what. It can rain one day, snow next day, be 100 degrees.
You just don't know. I couldn't take it anymore, man. I'm like, I'm tired of this crap. So I remember one day I was driving home. And I had a custom Hummer. Man, I laid it out. I pimped it out, man. I was dipping on 22 leather Monsoon stereo system, man. I mean, it was pimped out. And I'm driving, man, and it's freezing. It is cold as hell. And all I can think about is I can't wait to get home. I'm going to get in my jacuzzi tub. I'm going to relax. I'm going to turn the jets on, put some bath salt in there, man. I'm going to chill. It's going to feel good. I got to the crib, man. I got in the tub. I'm relaxing. It felt great. It's like 30 below outside, and it feels good. I'm in my jacuzzi. I felt great. I got out of the jacuzzi, and I noticed something. When I got out of the jacuzzi, I got cold again. That's motivation. Motivation feels all warm and fuzzy. You all amped up about it when you've identified the dream. It feels good. You believe it. I know I could do this. It feels great. And then when you get out there and you don't see the manifestation of your efforts, immediately you get cold. Well, here's inspiration. Inspiration comes by identifying the purpose behind the dream. Because if you don't know why you're going after the dream, you'll never achieve it. See, when you reach the finish line of your success, when you look back, all you're going to see is one failure after another. Am I lying, Markology?
It's so true. And here's the point, too, that when you do achieve that millionaire status, and you can attest to this, after you have it, then what? It's like,
then
okay,
what?
Now what? I mean, you really don't feel any better. You're just like,
you don't.
Oh, well, now what?
You got a lot of nice toys.
The funny thing is, over the years, I think with the purpose of that, I mean, because, you know, like you said, everything has purpose. And I think that dream actually, in the end of the day, I'm living that. I'm actually, I guess you could say I have achieved that dream, because what's becoming better about it is over every year that it goes on from since I wrote that, it's now becoming more defined of what exactly is.
Yes.
Now it's not just, hey, I want $1 million.
Yeah.
I want to be a millionaire by 30. I want to be a millionaire, and I want to use this money to start my own business, open up a homeless shelter, do this. Now everything's starting to become defined, and when you start defining something, the people that need to be in the circle to make it happen start showing up. So
they do.
I understand exactly what
you're saying. Yeah, and you got to enjoy the journey. That was one of the things that I missed the first time around. I was so focused on the end goal, I didn't enjoy the journey. You got to enjoy the day-to-day journey.
You do.
You know, honestly, making $1 million, this is the honest truth I found out. And unfortunately, this is usually when we find these things out, is at funerals. Because when that person's in that casket and everybody's sitting around talking about their memories, Tom, these $1 million folk, you don't hear the memories. You hear, okay, let's talk about the lawyers. And when it comes to the memories, what they had to give up to get that money, a lot of times wasn't worth the money that they received. And so you're just making somebody that was unappreciative of your hard work rich for a moment, because they're going to blow through that money.
It's funny you say that, Mr. Marketology, because what I've learned is that association brings about assimilation. And what I tell my clients all the time is that you want to associate with people that are either like you or people that you want to be like. And you'll fare better if you did the latter. So if the people that I want to like are millionaires, but they have morals, they have ethics, they have integrity, because I hung out with the antithesis before, you know, and it got me in a lot of trouble, and it cost me a lot of money. I lost a lot of money. So now I only want to hang out with like-minded people or people that I want to aspire to be like, that when they do die, it is their legacy. The money is simply a compliment to your hard work.
Yeah.
That just comes. You know, the fact that you're on air, Seti J, for 5 years, you're 27, you've been on air 5 years, the fact that you have 2.9 million people listening to your show, dude, that is,
you can't even understand the powerful impact that you're having on the people's lives.
Yeah.
You are saying words that will live on long after this show is off the air, long after you've identified some other goal that you want to go after. When you're no longer here, they'll still be you don't even – oh, my Lord. You know how powerful that is, dude? You're wealthy beyond any amount of money that you could ever have.
Let me add to that. I was watching Unsung the other day, and they were interviewing Full Force, and they were interviewing Paul Anthony, and he was saying that he wanted to live forever. He says, you have this cancer, it's terminal, you probably have 2 years to live. Now, he's lived past that, thank God. But he said because of the music that he's done, the movies he's been in, and the lives that he's touched, even in that interview, he will live forever.
Yep.
Even after he's in the ground. And that changed my whole attitude about things.
Come on,
man. I was like, wow. Because I know a lot of rich people that when they die, we probably won't remember them 3-4 years from now. Because
okay.
It just, you know, it's just, they had money. That's the only thing you knew of them. They had money.
Yep.
You know, but people like, you know, you look at, let's name some people. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. They didn't have a lot of money, but they lived forever. Tupac, Biggie, they lived forever. And that's what, that legacy is more important that you can pass on. That legacy is more important than you passing on an inheritance.
It's incomparable.
Yeah.
Because as far as, like, it's funny, and I'm going to use it, you know, for the guys that they, you know, they like to think this way. It's always hilarious. It's, you know, first, let's say you with your homeboys. This is a true story that happened to me. You with your homeboys. And I remember one time, this was about 2006. One of my friends, he was like, man, you can pull this by any girl, man. You got a nice car and some money. She going to walk up to you. And I was like, so you mean tell me if you talk, you just walk up to a girl and you really talk to her on some real stuff, she's not going to feel you? He's like, yeah, she might feel you, but if you the dude come with the money, she going to respect you. See, it depends on what type of chick you're trying to get. If you're trying to get a chick that whose mind is only on money, then that's the only type of chick you're going to get. But you're trying to get a real chick. Real people attract real people. So you can have money all day, but as y'all said quite a bit throughout the show, is that money's not going to always be there. And
you know,
if that
what
money disappears, would that person still talk to you if that money wasn't there? They would still talk to you and that money wasn't there. Then that person actually likes you.
Well, you know what, Sadie D, when you said that, I mean, I do relationship coaching as well. You will attract the type of person that you are. If you don't feel that you deserve a quality chick, you know, somebody that's loyal and faithful and honored, that'll be there with you, even when you, like my fiance now, bro. See, I told you, when I came here to California 4 years ago, see, I came here on point, you know what I'm saying? I started rebuilding my life, rebranding, you know, I started earning a multiple six-figure salary again as an insurance broker. And then when I got out here, man, some shit jumped off. You know, and then I turn around, I lost everything. I mean, I'm in the gutter. 3 years ago, I didn't even, nobody wanted to hear a word I had to say. And now God has positioned me where everybody wants to hear what I have to say. Everybody reading my books now. Everybody reading my blogs and tuning in and wanting to hear what does Anthony have to say. But my chick, my lady, man, she came along, Lucy, and she was there for me. She was loyal. That's what I wanted. That's what I needed, because I had already had my heart broken by people who were disloyal, who didn't have my back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you attract the type of person that you are. That's the same way that money is. If money knows you're going to waste it, it just ain't going to even show up. They want to be mistreated.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. I mean, you know, you look at the way society has us looking at relationships is built on what can you give superficially. And really, that's just a byproduct. I was talking to my sister the other day about this ride or die chick
you know, philosophy.
Uh-huh.
And see, I know the difference. I know
okay.
that I've had ride or die chicks, and I've had chicks, especially when I was in the music industry, I had chicks that I knew they were only down because they wanted to be with the crew, with the fame.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
And when you mature enough to see the difference, see, here's the difference. Okay, we are happy together, communicate together, have the same feelings, whether we eating filet mignon or we eating pork and beans. If times get hard, I've had girls that will go out on the block with me, pop that trunk, pull them CDs out with no shame, and
yep.
be like, buy my man CD.
That's it right there.
But I've also had women that be like, you can't get me in to talk to Russell Simmons. Oh, I don't want to be bothered then. You know, and but like everybody knows, put out you get back. And if mm-hmm. I'm leading with the cars, and I'm leading with the fancy watches, and I'm leading with the bling, and I'm lead, then what am I expecting to get back? Because I'm leading with that. That's the bait.
Oh, yeah,
I'd rather a girl not even know what I have at all. See me on the just in the random and say I like what your personality has to bring, your conversation has to bring, and then later on find out, then for somebody to know up front. And that's what a lot of these stars and athletes and people in positions of power that are publicly known go through, because it is hard, because you don't get a fair shot. So actually you're in a good position. I changed a lot of the way I think or thought, because I was like, I don't want to be famous anymore. I used to want to be famous. I used to definitely want to be famous. I was like, I don't want to be famous. I want to be wealthy, but nobody knows it. You know, that guy that, oh, man, have y'all ever did this? I don't know if y'all have or not. I remember many, many years working from home, and I would go check the mail in the middle of the day and be in some sweats. And I know my neighbors were like, what does he do?
Oh, that's real talk, baby. Oh, yeah, I used to have fun with that one.
I know he's selling drugs. I know he got to be selling drugs, because he don't never go nowhere. He don't go to work. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
But that's a great feeling, because you're making money, and you make
Yo,
more
yeah.
money than they do.
I sure was.
Don't know
man,
what
I was 20,
you do.
24 years old when I bought my first custom-built home, man. I mean, it just blew their mind. But I'm going to tell you, though, see, for me, I do want to be famous. But I have a different intentions behind it now. See, my intentions are more pure. See, because the more that I'm known, the better that my territory will be expanded to preach the gospel that you are able to live the life that you were created to live. See, I live a great life right now. I live in one of the most premier communities in Southern California, here in Orange County. I live right down the street from the ocean, one of the best beaches and beach communities here in Southern California. I live in an upscale, affluent community. I drive luxury automobiles. I wear designer clothes. I have all of those fancy things. And I don't say these things to impress you, but rather to impress upon you that you have the ability to live the life that you were created to live. Not to impress you to live my life, but rather to impress you to live your own life. It's like I was saying before, that many people will die living an unlived life. They'll
yeah.
never experience their true greatness. And in order for you to be able to experience your true greatness, what I write about in my book, one of the chapters in my book, A Life Intentional, Living in Fullness Every Day. If any of you want to go to my website right now, you can order a copy. It's www.lifeintentional.net. Well, one of the chapters in the book is entitled, Many of Us Live and Die Without Ever Experiencing Our True Greatness. And then I go in to talk about why and how you could achieve your goals. You don't have to wait to the point of death or someone else's death to start living. One of the things that you need to do is to have the relationship with yourself. See, we're talking about relationships with the opposite sex. We're talking mm-hmm. about relationships with our significant others, but you cannot have a quality relationship with anyone until you have a quality relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
One of the things I wrote about another article I wrote, every morning I wake up, I go into meditation, I read my self-improvement books the way Mr. Marketology talks about. I probably read about 1,100 books, I'm telling you. That's one of the reasons why I became an author. Books on finances, motivation. Then I hit the gym, and then I go to the spa, and I relax in the spa, get my body ready. I do all these things every single morning before I start my work day. Why? Because you're no good to anyone else until you are good to yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the reason why we're talking about motivation today. That's why I was saying that there's a difference between motivation and inspiration. See, I'm inspired to be famous. I'm not motivated to be famous. Because the motivation to be famous is just going to be the thrills of somebody cheering my name. That's one of the reasons why that's why I'd have been out here running the streets, man. I'd have running with these girls, man, and been all over. They don't even make any damn sense. Because I used to like the accolades. I wanted the girls to scream my name, you know. So then I realized that was unhealthy. You know what I'm saying? Getting the accolades from all these honeys, I'm breaking hearts and stuff. Okay, what then can I do that was more effective where I can have a positive influence in my life instead of just using it for sexual entertainment? Now I can still get the accolades, but I'm inspiring people to live their life. Live your own life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's recap.
I want you to go ahead and give a closing argument of again remind everybody, which again because like you said, there is a difference between motivation and inspiration. And again, how does one stay both motivated and inspired through times that are hard and times that are great? How does one do that?
Okay. Well, number one, we want to identify whatever it is your dream, what's your goal, what's your purpose. Because if you don't have, you don't understand what your purpose is, a dream is simply a wish. Without a plan, it's simply a wish trapped in the confined spaces of your dark thoughts and emotions. You have to put together a strategy in order for you to accomplish your goals. But before you can even get to accomplishing your goals, you need to know what it is that you want to do. I believe that our purpose is whatever it is, that one thing that we're willing to do, even if we're not being paid for it. I enjoy chatting with YouTube and speaking to your audience. I can do this all day long. I don't have to be paid. I already get paid. I love it. Now, I'm glad I do get paid to do what I do. Don't get me wrong. I like my money now.
Exactly.
I love money, okay? I'm not in love with money, but I love it. You better believe that, okay? So we want to identify the purpose, identify the dream, identify the goal. And once you've identified whatever your purpose is, your passion, your dream, you have to identify your intentions behind it. And your intentions have to be pure. They cannot be simply because you want to be money, because you want money. Because if money was truly your inspiration and your motivation, then you would never be broke. People that are motivated by money, they work in doubles. They got a side job. They hustling. They don't spend any money. You check their bank accounts. They got a couple of hundred stacks in there. They don't do nothing with it because that's where they get their significance from being able to call the bank and hear, your account balance is $342,000. So you see what I'm saying? That's their motivation. Okay, if money was your motivation, you would never be broke. So now we have to understand what are the intentions behind the dream. Once you've identified your intentions, pure intentions, asking yourself, how does this dream, the fulfillment of this dream, benefit me and of all of mankind, then you have to put together a strategy. And you don't have to create a brand new strategy. The quickest way to success is to duplicate someone else's. Hands down, if you want to have a radio show with 10 million, then you need to start patterning yourself after those who have radio shows with 10 million listeners. You want to expand your consulting business and your marketing strategy business, then you want to duplicate those that are already doing what you do. That's the fastest and easiest way to achieve your dreams and your goals. Three simple steps. Identify the purpose, your dream, your goal. Number two, identify the intentions behind it. And then finally, take a plan, create a plan, and take action and do it.
All right. It's a marketology, man.
Yeah, that, I mean, that really, yeah, that really sums it up. I mean, there's no better way of saying that. You just really need to figure out. The only thing I can really add to that is be true to yourself, because you're going to have to become whoever that is that you aspire to be, and that purpose will fit within you becoming that. And then also be very, very committed to becoming that person. I mean, what you put in is what you'll put out. So if you are putting in a bunch of poverty intake, you can't be wealthy thinking poverty, you know, having a poverty mentality. So it really is all in your head, like they say. It's all in your mind. You really do have to say, okay, this is who I want to become. This is my purpose in life. And then I will commit and take these actions. I think the commitment part is probably one of the most difficult parts of it. I mean, you know, finding out who you want to be, you might know that. But committing to all the things, like they talked about Jordan, when he finally committed to being the greatest, if not, you know, one of the greatest, if not the greatest basketball players, then he was totally committed. He was shooting 1,000 shots. Totally committed. So you have to be committed. That's something I don't think a lot of people talk about. They just talk about the, you know, you have to dream it up. You have to know, you know, follow your dreams. But that commitment piece, that requires a lot of discipline. Everything that you go through, just remember that it is in line with your journey to become that person. I tell people all the time, any negative things that you go through, that's a blessing. And I thank God for the blessings and the lessons, because you might go through some negative things, but those negative things are what builds your character to becoming that person that you need to be. Because don't nobody want to listen to no rich kid talk about how to get rich. Because that rich kid is going to say, well, you know, I inherited all. My parents had it, but I'm going to tell you how to get rich. I mean, you don't even know, because you didn't do anything to get rich. Everybody wants to know that guy that pulled it up from the bootstraps, self-made millionaire, those types. But they had to become that person, and that came with a lot of discipline and commitment and dedication. So that's my closing argument.
All right, man. Anthony, man, let everybody know how they can find your book, how they can keep up with you and everything.
Again, my name is Anthony Lamar Smith. That's Lamar. Anthony Lamar Smith. You can get more information about my book. Order a copy. It's very entertaining. It's highly acclaimed. It's full of drama and inspiration. I wrote the book in a novel format. And I mean, people are getting the book, and they're reading it. They can't put it down. They're reading it in one day, in 2 days. There's a lot of tools and tips in there to help you achieve your dreams and your goals. There's also information in there if you need additional consulting and coaching to help you to become committed to accomplishing your dreams and goals. Visit my website, www.lifeintentional.net. Again, that's lifeintentional.net. Watch the vlogs, read the blogs, send me your email, keep in touch, and let's just be friends. Again, that's www.lifeintentional.net.
All right. Mr. Marketology, let them know.
Okay, well, MrMarketology.com, Mr. Marketology and all the social platforms, so Twitter.com/MrMarketology, Google+, and with me, I mean, I'm more into business marketing, so I'm just speaking as a student and a practitioner. And if you like me in my social platforms, I'm always giving away motivational and inspirational material that I find that helps me. So I'm sharing it as I find it. I would encourage everyone to pick up
Anthony's book, I would encourage everyone to talk with him. You need a coach. Get a coach. Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. Get a coach. It really does help. It really does, because a lot of things that you may not know or you think you know, they can bring the best out of you. So I would encourage you, get the book, read the book, talk to him about having him assist you in taking the next steps. And as always, listen to shows like this. These type of shows definitely help you. You have to ingest positive things to get positive results.
Again, man, I appreciate both of you guys for coming to the show. It is definitely, you know, especially, you know, a lot of people that have a young audience, you know, always take advantage of being able to give them something positive to live with. And it's great to have you two come through and help be a part of that movement, because, like I said, like I was telling Anthony in the music break, I was telling him that a lot of people think it's because, you know, you're young, you have to do this one type of show, but who's, you know, all my life I've been a person that I don't live by the normal everyday, by everyone's rules. I don't believe in going by a textbook of a strategy. I love to just, I pretty much go with what my heart tells me. If my heart tells me to do a certain thing, and just because it's not the status quo that everybody else wants you to live by, hey, do it anyway, because at the end of the day, if it's meant to be, then it will happen.
So true.
Amen. So again, I thank the both of y'all for coming through. And I know I got to my girl T. Marie getting ready to come up here in a second. I got you up in T. You got anything you want to say to this woman?
Hey. Well, no, not really. I mean, they gave some good tips and stuff. So, yeah, I'm ready.
Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to go into a music break. We're going to this track with my girl, Miss Kawana Jackson, and it's the song Coming Out. You know, so I know this song is kind of correlates to what we've been talking about, because after the information I just got, y'all should be coming out of whatever you were in now that you were so confused or trying to figure out where to go next. This information y'all got during the show would definitely help you start at least getting to somewhere near that point. So we're about to go into this music break. When we come back, we'll be back with the T. Marie Hour. And I appreciate, again, both Anthony and you, Mr. Marketology. Again, I appreciate both of you two. I hope you guys have continued success. And, again, I appreciate the love.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on the show.
No problem. All right, y'all, we'll be back.
My head did. Stopped in the boutique and just bought an eye.
Hey, we're back, and we're back. Been a second, yeah, been a second hour with the girl T. Marie.
Turn up.
Thank you.
Big ups to everybody who's tuned in and listening. That's what's up. Daddy, how was your weekend?
It was all right. You know, I shared a little bit with everybody. You know, it was an emotional roller coaster. Okay, I'm going to stop.
You know what?
When I go to places, see, I got a thing, and I understand why some people feel the way they do, but I don't like going to clubs. I can understand why they feel some type of way. Or even bars. It doesn't matter. You don't like watching, you don't like going to some places. Because a lot of people get this confused. They wanted to hear, and they were talking about it in the show earlier, about being motivated, inspired, or whatnot. A lot of people just want to take people's money. They're just trying to figure out how they can get your money, but they're not trying to provide the best experience possible. In the day, I'm pressing out through events. I judge my success, not necessarily if I got rich or something after the event. I judge my success off of how the people felt they left. Because if you made an experience that people are like, oh, my God, that was, like, one of the best whatevers or whatever. You know, they leave from that. That's what keeps people coming back to what you're doing. And Friday, so I went on Friday, I'm not going to name call it. Man, tell you, all I got to say is I'm glad and happy you host that one. I know every time we were talking about you getting you to host that, and I'm glad and happy because it just – I was telling myself, me and my friend, we were like, what the heck did we just go to? And
wow.
They always say, don't judge a book by its cover. Some new places get really nice and this, that, and the other, and whatnot. And, you know, people have all this promotion, supposed promotion and stuff, but if it's not, at the end of the day, if you're not providing a quality event, you can't get mad if people don't regularly try to attend yourself.
Exactly.
Indeed, a lot of people are regularly trying to attend myself off the strength of me doing me giving quality stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I was appalled. And then Saturday, as I went to the UNT homecoming game, was UNT beat UTEP, and they are now – UNT is now first in the conference. Woo, woo, woo. They actually, it's just funny because they actually, I went to an event afterwards, and it was great. It was the polar opposite. They were making money after the event, but at the same time, too, it was an experience where you left and you were like, man, my money was spent well. Exactly. That was how my weekend and my Cowboys lost. It was rough for me.
Cowboys lost?
Yeah, my Cowboys lost, man.
Oh, what was the score?
You better not start laughing. Who is your team again? The Houston Texans?
Well, I'm neutral. The Texans. I
wouldn't hear that. I know Helen behind. She likes to run her mouth about my team. Like, she be dogging my team. Need her to fall back because last time I checked, I'm not going to go into no more, but last time I checked, y'all not looking too shabby. Y'all looking too good yourselves.
Well, I like the Texans. I like the Saints. I mean, I like whoever's winning. I'm that girl who jump on the bandwagon.
The Cowboys still win. That's the real top of the division. That's the top of the division.
No,
we're not retired in the division, but hey.
I just don't remember when the last time the Cowboys won a game. I mean, won the Super Bowl.
You're supposedly neutral. Get the heck out of here. Where is the woman when I need her to go come tell you something, tell you off real quick? Where is she at? Where are you at?
I'm just saying. I've heard about the, you know, Texas.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Just never heard about the Dallas Cowboys winning. Probably back when I was in elementary or something, but that's not neither here nor there, you know?
Go ahead, continue not sound like you're making a neutral argument. Please. Because you sound like all the other heads of the Cowboys.
Know?
Well, y'all are really friends with the 90s. It's always changing. They run a ring or they are nowhere near five. So instead of respecting respecting the dynasty, they got to bow down and the fact that we got more rings in them. So they want to try to play this game of, well, you always know each time you had a ring. Especially if it's a team that hasn't even been to the Super Bowl. You would have no room to join the conversation about rings. So, yes, I'm there.
Anyway, whatever. You can try to defend your little cowgirls all you want to. Now, let me quit. If somebody
all you're doing is proving that my point that you're not neutral. You're just proving my point.
What? I've never, when the Dallas Cowboys start making it to, like, the playoffs and stuff, I might jump on the bandwagon. But I just don't remember when the last time it happened.
A couple years ago. What are you talking about?
You say how many years ago?
A couple of years ago.
Oh, well, that's a couple of years
ago. Yeah. But you said you got to make sure. You get it together and make sure you build the argument all together for you say it. Make sure you know it. Speak your position of strength.
I'm just saying, anyway, I ain't even going to start no debate with you about your little cowgirls because we all know what it is. I hope you don't have to start taking calls.
Did they win the Super Bowl? Is that the only time they've been? I don't think they did. No, they didn't.
What, your Cowboys?
No, the Texans.
What about, anyway, whatever. I'm not just, who winning now?
I mean, it's sure the Texans, y'all working so bad. 2-7? This is a team that came into the season. Everybody was bigging them up and saying, yeah, they're going to win the Super Bowl because you saw how they played last year with J.J. Watt, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. That's how it sounded to me.
Anyway, who winning? Well, it don't matter. Anyway, big up.
Y'all 2-7. We're 5-5. Explain that to me. Thank you. Yeah, we're top of the division. Y'all definitely not top of the division.
Well, that's okay. We'll make it one day.
Okay, thank you. I got this.
Them Cowboys ain't nowhere near it either, so.
Intiwiz. Why am I talking about something else? The people that got no time to hear you go bickering
about
nonsense.
I know, I'm talking about healthy living, because I know a lot of people probably want to know what are some things they can do to help them lose weight? What are some things they can do for better skin, better breath, things like that. So I'm going to try to cover what I can. And what time frame I have. And I mean, if there's anybody who has questions as well, I don't know if they saw any of my pictures, but we can, you know, take calls from them, see what's going on. I have a lot of tips for women with oily skin, being that I am a woman with oily skin. And just, you know, some nice little tips for everybody. So you ready, Sadie? You ready, Sadie? You ready?
I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. You know, I didn't ignore your foolishness, and I'm ready.
Yeah, continue to ignore my honesty. Anyway.
Y'all lost the caller today, by the way, so there we go. But go ahead, continue.
You lost the caller.
Y'all lost to the Cardinals today. I just wanted to make sure you figure that out. Okay, but anyways, continue.
Okay.
Oh, that was yesterday, actually, but hey, anyways.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
It's okay. Shit happens, you know. Okay. So I don't know what I want to start with first. I guess I'll start with to diet, and I guess, because the way you, I mean, everybody can pretty much want to be in shape, but, and you can work out, trust me, I've done everything I'm talking about, I've pretty much done. You can work out, but if you're still consuming, you know, unhealthy food, then your workout is pretty much in vain because you're having to double your workout in order to burn a decent amount of carbs, but that your body consumes, like the fast food, things like that. So what I'm going to be telling people is things that you can do at home and things that's not that expensive that you can do and basically promote more of a healthy living. One thing that I noticed that was good for diets, and I'm not going to just stick with breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I'm just going to be jumping all around. So, well, you know, you might want to make sure you have a pen and paper. And a lot of the stuff that I ate, instead, you could chime in at any time. Like a lot of the food that I ate when I was younger, I thought that my mom had me eating it because if anybody who really know me, I didn't just come from a wealthy background. Yes, I wasn't the child who suffered or who, you know, dressed real poorly or something, but I wasn't the child who always had everything. So when I'll see certain type of foods, I get to thinking, like, I thought mama fed me this because, you know, this is all we had in the house. Like, for example, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I used to eat
from the peanut to the butter, the jelly.
I used to eat so much damn peanut butter and jelly. I mean, I just thought when nothing was in the house or nothing was there that I can cook, you just make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. But as I began to start working out and I began, you know, to be more conscientious about the things that my body intake, I found out peanut butter and jelly sandwich is really good, you know, if you're trying to lose that fat and gain muscle. The peanut butter is real good. So just it's small things. Then sardines, I didn't know, like, and there's some of the stuff that I'm laughing at. Because I promise you, it was like I wouldn't touch it had I not known that it was healthy. Sardines. Do you like sardines, Sadie?
Do I like Chinese food?
No, sardines.
Sardines? No,
fish in a can?
No, I just don't like, you know, I don't like, I can't. I don't like sardines. I like my pizza. I don't really know. Just don't.
I used to couldn't stand sardines, but once I saw they were healthy, I said, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. And I tried it, and, you know, I just kind of fell in love with them. I love them again. I like the ones with the hot sauce, y'all. So don't judge me. I'll be eating the sardines with me some Ritz crackers and some hot sauce. But, yeah, and I use my little crackers they have now. Ritz crackers, they came out with some crackers that have servings, so you get a... You actually open a package per serving. You're not holding up, opening up the entire box, so you don't have to worry about the crackers getting stale. I sound like a fat girl. Anyway, okay, let me stop. I'm just playing. Okay, so like
I was about to get you some help, man. I was about to say, Lord, somebody get some help.
Don't let the crackers don't get all stale and stuff. Shut up.
You sound like Baby D from Friday. Ooh,
that's exactly
what I thought of her. Ooh. I'm like, Jesus, shut up.
When you bite into it, the chocolate coating.
Yeah, that's exactly how you were sounding.
I really did.
What?
I kind of
like, what?
Sandy, don't judge me. Anyway, so
I'm trying not to.
Both of those products, they're high. They have a lot of protein in them, and also oil. The oil one has the peanut oil. One has the and the oils are you want healthy oils for your skin because they promote healthy skin as well. So those are two tips that you could take away. And then for your eggs, I love eggs. If anybody, you know, for breakfast. I have to have me some eggs. I can have me my meat and, you know, something else, but I have to have me some eggs. And what I would do normally is just crack two eggs, basically, and, you know, beat them up and cook them. But what I found is you really don't need the yellow part in the egg because the yellow part in the egg has a lot of cholesterol. So you want to make it. I do one egg. Most of the time I'm making eggs for me and my little boy. I do two egg whites, just using the white part. And then I use one whole egg. So I use a total of 3 egg whites and 1 yolk. I try to limit the amount of yolk I take, but the white is protein. And protein, again, it helps you to increase muscle and decrease body fat. So that's a little healthy tip that you can add also. And it's just little small things that you want to start off doing, and then you can gradually increase. I ain't no big. You eat pork and beef. I'm not a big pork and beef person.
I eat them, but really, I'm more so. I love fowls, chicken, turkey. You know, I'm more of that type of person. Seafood. You know, I'm more so love seafood, chicken, turkey. You know, that sort. I eat other stuff too, but those are my main things. Love to eat as far as the meat section.
See, I don't eat. One thing that I do not consume is pork. Every blue moon, you will catch me eating the beef. But what I do try to avoid is pork, because pork is just, oh my Lord, it just has so much going on with it, and it has a lot of toxins in it that's released to you once you're eating it. So, some people, when you eat pork, you might notice that you might get, of course, you want, you know, anything you do too much of is unhealthy. But if you eat a lot of pork, sometimes you'll notice that you might get frequent headaches or something like that. And that's because your body is trying to, you know, digest all those toxins you put in. Also, you take a piece of pork chop, and if you sit it in the sun, you'll see that pork chop turn into a worm. So I just avoid pork. Now, one thing I have to have, and again, all I'm saying is anything, and too much of anything isn't good as well, because I'm the type of person, I try to be mindful of the things I eat. Am I saying, hell no, I cut up a lot too, but I eat better most of the time as opposed to eat unhealthy. So those times that I do choose to eat unhealthy, it kind of balances itself out. Now, if you always eat unhealthy, then your body has more work to do. If you just say, okay, when I first started trying to lose weight, I used to have me one cheat day. It was one day, and I used to make it Saturday. By me working Monday through Friday, I would make my cheat day Saturday. Saturday, I'm going to eat whatever the hell I want to because I feel like I deserve it. Come Saturday, my ass be eating up everything. But yeah, try to avoid the beef. Try to avoid pork. It takes your body longer to digest pork. So, and then the beef, you know, it takes your body longer to digest those types of foods. So I try to stick with the turkey, fish, and chicken. Don't get me wrong. Every now and then, I have to go for me a Jack in the Box. Go to Jack in the Box and have me an ultimate cheeseburger. Sometimes after a very stressful photo shoot that I've been dieting like crazy for, yeah, I'm like, okay, I done killed the photo shoot. It's time for you girl to indulge. And yeah, I go to Jack in the Box and get me an ultimate cheeseburger, but I'm not at Jack in the Box every single day. What's your favorite restaurant?
I want the
fast food restaurant.
Cheeseburger.
What?
I was still in the I remember that ultimate cheeseburger commercial.
Oh Lord! See, I don't even know the doggone commercial. This is what I'm like.
Because I used to joke around about it all the time in high school. So yes.
What's your favorite fast food place? Yeah, I better quit eating that Popeyes on.
My favorite fast food place. Oh man, Taco Bell.
And you know what? I cannot fool with Taco Bell because Taco Bell food is so high in calories. You paying for all this tortilla, all this rice, all this cheese, whatever the little meat and the beans and stuff, whatever it is. And then by the time you eat it, a couple of hours later, wasn't me because I work out and I guess I exercise and stuff. But like 2 hours later or an hour later, you back hungry. So I just choose, I just don't do Taco Bell. Your girl be needing something that's going to stick.
Now, what you eat when you go to Taco Bell? So that's a great question.
What haven't I ate from Taco Bell? Because Taco Bell used to be the thing, but once I stopped and I start working out and I tried to
The quesadillas are pretty good. I like the quesadillas.
See, well, I don't do that quesadilla. I would get like the nacho. Oh, my fetish was the nacho Del Grande. Oh, my God.
See, you get something they really ain't got nothing satisfying. You know, I'm getting a chicken quesadilla. See, it's different.
So
see, yeah, I'm getting something with some. Then after I eat it, you know, it's going to feel good.
Man, all you got is meat, cheese, and tortilla. Mine got the meat on it. It got the cheese. It got the guacamole. It got the green onions. The beans.
See how that sounds? That's not good.
It sounds good, but you sit there and get your little workout on and sit there and try to eat that. That's like, oh, man, I used all my calories on this shit. Ain't nobody got time for that. Where is that?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
For real. So I don't fool with Taco Bell. But to eat this on, you know, I ain't knocking Taco Bell. But, yeah. So where am I now? Okay, so I talked about basically you want to do things to add protein to your diet. That's pretty much what's going to help you because that protein is going to help you lose fat and gain muscle. And you could just start. My suggestion is don't make drastic moves all at once. So I'm not saying for tomorrow change your eating habits as well as start exercising and, you know, take baby steps because the baby steps is what's going to lead to you, you know, making those drastic changes. You're going to look back and be like, dang, I've really improved. One thing I used to hate is drinking water. Oh, my God. My mom trying to get me to drink water was like pulling damn teeth. But once I realized how important water was to my diet, your girl be down in water. That's just me personally because what I found out.
I love water.
I used to consume water, Sandy. I don't know what's wrong with me. I used to be a mess. That's why I believe if I can change, anybody can do it. Because you're talking about getting me to drink water. No, I hated water. So what I had to start doing was taking the bottle of water. And I was like, okay, I'm going to make this change. But instead of just drinking pure water, I would put those little Kool-Aid packets in there or those little crystal lights.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
That Meow and stuff, yeah, that helps a little bit, you know. You're getting your water intake, so at least you're getting your water intake. I always applaud people for that.
And see, it does help, but again, it's nothing like just drinking pure water. But that was the baby step that I had to take in order to get me over to drinking water. So once I saw, okay, water, you know, is not so bad with the Crystal Light. So instead of drinking 5 bottles with Crystal Light, I just was saying, okay, well, let me try to just drink 1 bottle, just regular, then I do my 4 bottles of Crystal Light. Once I got comfortable with that, I decreased the Crystal Light or the Kool-Aid packs, whatever it is that I was putting in there, and now I just drink pure water. I don't even purchase the little Kool-Aid packs because it's pointless. It's nothing like pure water because what water does is it flushes out all of those impurities. So you have all the sugars you ate all day. You have, you know, all fat you ate all day. All of that, when you drink water consistently, you're giving your body time to flush all of that out. So if you do want, if you know if it's harder to change the eating the beef, eating the pork, eating all the, you know, the toxic food, just try adding more water so that way your body's flushing a lot of those toxins out. Yeah, that means you have to drink more water than the average person who's living a healthy lifestyle, but at least it's just a start. Everything that I'm giving is just a simple start, to help you have. Water is good for the skin also. If people knew how important water was, oh, my God, I didn't know how important it was until I started dieting. Water helps with your hair. where it helps with your skin, it helps with your digestive system, it helps with your kidneys.
Your voice. People don't take that either.
And you know,
like,
what?
I drink so much water. That's you know, me so on water is not just because they, I just want to be so healthy, because I ain't, you know, I got a long way to go on that. But as far as my voice, my voice is golden. And when my voice teacher taught me, you know, that, you know, she was showing us a good limp, just really showing us, you know, the vocal muscle, you know, showing us, you know, people that drink more water and how it looks and that, you know, it made me say, oh, I'm drinking a lot more water than I used to, because heck no, this voice is golden. It's got to stay intact.
And see,
that's
like
if I can fight through a cold and stuff and do
the
show and stuff.
And then it also, what I did do when during my research was I found out that drinking more water, it also helps with the bad breath. So everybody needs to just add more water to your diet. And just point blank here, because it's going to help. It's really going to help. What else? Okay, so the food. Then, of course.
And you talked about before, too, in your that one infamous Wednesday conversation that also helps things taste better. We're not going to read. You have to go back and listen to the archives and see what we're talking about.
And you know what? Ain't no telling, Lord. On that Wednesday show, ain't no telling. Because this Wednesday, I'm going to be talking about how to, how to have better orgasms. I want to research that and see.
Wow. Motivated and inspired, then you can get motivated and inspired.
Let me stick with Monday. It's too early in the week for all that shenanigans.
It's been a good Monday for me, by the way. I don't know what. It was a great Monday.
What
I usually have a bad case of Monday, but
two
Mondays have been great for me.
Mine be average. It's average. Nothing over the top. We said the protein. So what are some other things? So some other things that are high in protein. I know you can do your fish. Fish is very good in protein. Oh, I know when I first started eating fish, it was kind of hard because you'll still be, I wake up in the middle of the night hungry. But, again, that's the process. Because you have to think about it. When you're eating unhealthy, you are allowing food to just store or sit on your stomach and just sit there. So you got this stomach that, you know, your stomach is just actually stretching. So once you're eating right, your stomach is used to eating so bad, you know, eating poorly that it's so expanded. So once you give your body time, then your body time to rethink, okay, my body is eating differently. My body, you know, things are going in differently. Your body will shrink. Your stomach will begin to shrink. And then you'll find yourself like, dang, I can't even really eat all this food. But it's a process. Nothing happens overnight. So you might start off like fish is horrible. You might have to say, okay, well, instead of me just eating one fish fillet, I might have to eat me 1.5 fish fillet, but you don't want to know. Now, I don't tell people, don't just eat, because some people sit there and eat to where they have to unbutton their pants and stuff. Okay, and if you do that every now and again, then that's fine. But if you decide anytime you eat, you have to, you know, sit there and unbutton your pants, that's the problem. And I'll be quick to speak up on it because that's
what I'm saying. I've seen people do that, and that is crazy.
And that's like a pet peeve of me. And everybody in my family know that I'm a health freak. So I look at stuff and like they'll be like, "Oh, you need to just overlook this, overlook that." No, it makes no sense for you to be indulging in food like that. That food is not going anywhere. Every now and again, it's fine.
And people go to IGE restaurants and they want to really see it. It's like they really take that too little. Let's see how much I can really. That's the change to, and then you call it all you can really eat. Because you need to be doing the most.
I know, and people be sitting there with these big old plates and stuff. And I don't get me wrong. there are times I don't want nobody to think that I'm healthy and stuff, because people might look at me on my pictures and stuff and be like, oh, she's slim, she's this. No, your girl's 153 pounds, but I'm just, you know, by the way I eat and the things that I intake, it allows me to, you know, look smaller because I have more muscle than actual body fat. So muscle weighs more than body fat. So your girl be digging in. But when you just sitting there glutton and you eating everything, and I understand, like, I'm a big taster. So if you bring me eggs, you bring me sausage, you bring me Eggos, or no, I'm even get down to the nitty-gritty. You bring me some cheesecake, you bring some pie, you know, you bring all these sweets. I'm not going to sit there and try to eat all of them. I'm going to sample a little piece of the cheesecake, a little piece of the pie, and I'm going to be satisfied that way. But that's the way I programmed my body and my mind to receive food. So when I see food, I don't just see it as like, oh, let me see what I like to eat. I'm not like a little kid in the candy store. I'm like, you know, you're going to control this because you control the way you eat and the things you intake. You don't let your body, you know, you don't let the food control you. Because some people eat out, like when they mad or sad, happy, they find they use emotions as the meaning of eating, and it's unhealthy, and it's a lot of the time why people have trouble with, you know, staying in shape. And the older you get, your metabolism, you know, slows down. So you have to, as the older you get, you have to be more conscientious about what you consume. Taking some sips of water. Look at me.
She needs some help, y'all. We're going to get her some help.
Well, no, I had to drink me some water because I'm over here really in depression.
Some water. See, told you. It saves
the
voice.
Yeah, your girl's drinking her bottle. And even if I don't get to tire finishing talking about all the things, we'll definitely pick it up Wednesday because I'll find a way to incorporate it into, you know, the next topic that I have. But protein, I don't want to even be set a repeating. Look, but protein, that's very important. And you can pretty much add protein to your diet and start off with a simple walk. It don't even have to be anything major. All I'm saying is try things like this. Instead of, if you work in a building and you work on, I'll say, the third floor, try, instead of taking the elevators, taking the stairs. It's just little steps that you have to take. And, yeah, for the first week of you taking them stairs, by the time you make it to the top, trust me, remember I told you, your girl's speaking from experience. So trust me, by the time you get to that third floor, your ass don't get out of breath.
Some people, like, if you buy a work because the elevator's been down for, like, I want to say 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks, or maybe a little more than that. Some of you were so freaking out. Oh, my God. You can't walk up these stairs. How you walk up these stairs? I don't really know.
What I be thinking about is women who complain about activity, period. I think that their sex life is so horrible. God forgive me and forgive me if I'm wrong.
You
complaining about lifting your damn legs
and
going to the stairs. You sure they try to lift that hoe over your head.
A big girl and a big girl. If you when you walk up the stairs, you go, oh, man, that was a word, man. You talking to them like that? Oh, I cannot. I would go to you with a 10-foot pole. I just can't.
Exactly.
Y'all
think
how y'all
like,
want to. And y'all say I'm being some type of way, but it is what it is. Y'all know
I
don't have a sugarcoat. You want me to sugarcoat something? Ask me to go work for his third grade. That's getting me.
Oh. See, I just look at small stuff like that. Like me, and this is just so off the topic, y'all, but I'm going to tell you, like, if we walking in a grocery store and somebody has on slides or house shoes, and their feet are sliding. You know how you make it makes the sliding noise. They aren't actually picking up their feet. Oh my God!
Right.
I think that you're
click,
the laziest
click,
person
click,
if you're walking
click,
in here.
Click,
you got on
click.
House shoes and it's not the clicking. It just be like you feel like they're not even lifting up their feet. Like all they doing is sliding across the floor. You never paid attention to shit. You
like how they walking across the moving sidewalk to the at the airport.
I'm like, look, pick up them damn feet. I don't even care about the clickety-clack, because they show me that you picking up your feet and you got some air coming between that heel and your heel. But for you to be just sliding across the floor like you had a ice rink, no, you being lazy. Pick up them damn feet and get the knees working. Anyway, but that was just all off topic, y'all. Excuse me. Let me have my moment. Don't judge me.
You really put a tough weight behind that. You was really coming for him for that one.
Okay. Well, what else? So basically, do things is my all amounts. Y'all could, follow me on my social sites and stuff, and I have no problem with getting tips because I did post right before and after pictures of me before I started working out. Then once I started working out and the change, it was like a tremendous change, and nothing happened overnight. It took a process. And when you do start exercising and when you do try to change these little bitty eating habits, you'll notice that you might start losing inches as opposed to actually losing pounds. So like I told y'all, I'm 153, but my waist is a 26. So it's just all about you will lose inches before, losing pounds. But I don't give a damn what I'm losing. As long as I see that I'm losing something, it can be inches, it can be pounds, it can be water weight, whatever it is, as long as I see that I'm losing weight, then that's the whole purpose of it. And I'm not trying to be this girl. I'm not trying to be 110 pounds. I love me exactly, the way I am. If I can stay this size, then I'm comfortable, because it's not always about being a size zero. It's just always about being a healthy person. Some people aren't designed to be as slim, as average slim model or whatever, because now they have thicker models as well, so now I have to kind of classify them, because we have four figure models and then we have, the smaller models. So everybody's not designed to be, bones aren't designed to be as slim. Some people are just big bone naturally, like Monique. So you basically have to embrace what you have. So everybody ain't going to be a size zero. Telling everyone is to just be more conscientious about the things you eat. Instead of eating pork bacon, try eating turkey bacon. I used to think it was so horrible, but they have some butterball turkey bacon and crisp. I promise you, if you cook that just like you cook the pork bacon, I promise you will not be able to tell the difference. My little boy would have to ask me, because I only cook turkey bacon, but my mom, she cooks pork. So he's confused. And I'm not the mom who don't want my little boy to, he can pretty much whatever he want to eat as long as, it's not going to kill him. I pretty much allow him to do that. So he still eat pork, wieners and pork, the little pork bacon and stuff. But I choose not to consume it. And as he get older, I would hope he wise enough, because the older you get, your body changes. Anyway, so a little pork bacon, do the turkey bacon instead of pork. Just pretty much, if you can try like me, I started off, I took pork out the diet. Did I try to take pork and beef out the diet all at once? Hell no, because there was too much going on. So what I did was I took pork out the diet. I committed myself to saying I'm not going to eat any pork except for New Year's, y'all. I'm going to give me some chitlins. But, once I started, I was comfortable not eating pork. Then I said, okay, well, now I'm going to try doing taking the beef out. I'm trying to do it just like Jesus did in the back in the day. I'm really just trying to get to the point where I eat fish. But, it's a work in progress. Am I going to make it? I hope I do. But am I going to beat myself up if I don't? Hell no. Anyway, so just pretty much those are some smaller tips. More fiber. Fiber going to help you flush it out. You'll see that you and keep your bowel movements regular, because I was just going to be so good when I said that. But fiber is going to help keep your bowel movements regular, so that's going to, again, help you to flush that, what you got going all in your stomach out. I have a good detox tea that I use, and I pretty much use it on a regular basis, and it comes from the Beyonce Lemonade diet. So I'll give y'all those quick tips. And that's healthy for if you're trying to get that detox, you're trying to flush that system out, you're trying to get all the extra waste from around your midsection. This is good. And I'm going to do a YouTube version of it too and post it so y'all have like an actual visual. But all it is you get one squeezed lemon and you get honey. And you get cayenne pepper. You have to be very mindful about the amount of cayenne pepper, because if you do it too hot, your ass going to be hot once it's time for you to use the bathroom. So you be very mindful about the cayenne pepper. And then you do a gallon of water, and you can do like 2 or 3 lemons. And you basically use the lemon and the honey to your taste. Don't indulge in the honey, of course, and then just a small amount of cayenne pepper. The honey helps dilute the cayenne pepper, so the cayenne pepper isn't as hot. I learned that from when I made mine and I messed up, and I had to add stuff to it. I figured I'd just add a little honey would take away the cayenne pepper. But what that does is you drink that. You drink you a lot of water throughout the day. By the end of the day, I promise you, you're going to feel everything just completely coming out. Like, when I tell you it's worth it, it's really worth it. But if you're trying to get that slimmer waistline and you're trying to, you know, get the slim look, period, that detox tea is going to definitely help you a lot. So those are pretty much some of the tips that I have. And I'll keep y'all updated with some more stuff because I didn't cover half of what I wanted to cover. But these are some main things to get started. I can give you a whole list of things to get started with, but like I said, try one, take it one day at a time, one step at a time. Don't overexhaust yourself too, because if you do too much, you can, you know, affect your body in a negative way too. So take these little steps. You got to add more protein to your diet, add more water to your diet, and that's going to get us started. And then if you have more tips, I mean, if you need more tips, you can feel free to Facebook me. And I'll give you more tips on how to promote a healthy lifestyle. If you want, I'm your girl here, because if we can, everybody was healthy, then we would have less, you know, problems, heart disease and all of that. Then I've even found out things about how sodium take away from your bone muscles. So it, you know, takes away your bone muscles. So I'm going to try to get sodium out of my diet too, but it's like small things, baby steps. So I hope some of the information that I did give y'all was informative. And if y'all do, you know, have questions, definitely hit me up. I'm here because a healthy life is the way to go. And I always try to look at my kid, my child, and be like, I want to be around to see him do this. So I'm going to do it, and I hope everybody stay committed with just your small stuff. Flaxseed is good also. I can give y'all, like, so many tips, too. Flaxseed is also good because, you know, it helps with your digestive system. Then it has a lot of the omega acid in it that can help you with your skin and everything, too. So that's a real good thing to look into, too. Looks like I'm out of time now. I hope I helped you, Steady.
All right. Oh, crap. Lots of water. We're sitting there. Give me some water. But all right.
You weren't going to sleep on me over there, was you? No,
I was losing my voice. I'm trying to speak to you.
I was
what the hell? But no. Okay, so all right. Let me get me drink my water. This is what I keep by me doing this.
That's what I just finished drinking. Need some more water.
Oh, my God. Telling y'all understand. His water is my best friend. It's to keep me from being crazy sick.
And you know what? Water, actually, it helps with your breath. Then it also helps with your lips also. Because you know how some people can be dehydrated and they look all pale looking or white and look like you've been chewing on the damn powdered donut. Just keeping it real. So water also helps with all of that, too. It helps to keep you with the, avoid the dry mouth. Of course, if you drink water, your mouth will be dry. People sometimes say cotton mouth or whatever, but water is real good. I try to consume that water. If y'all knew how important water was, I promise you, your added water can even help you have a good bowel movement. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm through with that.
Water also helps. Those thirsty people on Facebook and Twitter. Okay, so we just come to a close here. So,
hell no, water don't help that. That's a different type of thirst. That thirst is real, right?
Yeah, I know you like threw that out there.
You incorporated that. Look, because I mean, I tell you, when I log in, I hate getting on Facebook. I'm trying to figure out how the hell you do that when you make it to where people don't know when you on there. Because I promise you, anytime I log on there, and I happen to go on there from my phone, so I just be, you know, just checking and giving me a quick peek. And I promise you, as soon as I get on there, like five people inbox me, hey, how you doing? What's I'm like, oh, shit, let me get off, look, offline.
Yeah, see, the thing is, it's not that, it's not even on the fact that people hit you up. It's that they, it's all,
don't
it's more so
flirt.
On the fact
ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what are you hitting me up for? I'm personally, I like people getting straight to the point. I'm a straight to the point type of person. Get straight to the goddamn point. If some people, because they know I'm a straight to the point type of person, they won't say what they want to say, and they just bullshit about them. But like, there's one person in my inbox. It's always ironic. You know what you wanted to hit me up for, because ironically, you hit me up every time some big accomplishment happens, and you want to try to figure out how you can be a part of it. So instead of saying that, and you don't want to totally hit me up when a big accomplishment happens, you kind of tell me in my inbox and go, oh, I just wanted to say hi. I don't like people who say that. Okay,
exactly.
Bye.
Like, nigga, you
I don't, would you just sit there and say hi? Like, I'm sorry. That sounds stupid to me. Do that every day then. I mean, and every now and then just see you to say hi is supposed to be impressing. Doesn't impress me at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I see it be different now. If you're on a business note, then fine. But when you try to get out in personal, and I'm not trying to be uppity or nothing, but this has always been me. So it's not just like, just because I start modeling. Okay, once I start modeling, this when a lot of it, you know, start coming out due to the, you know, pictures or whatnot. But this just always been me. Like, I don't, if I really gave every guy in my inbox a chance, your girl would be Jenny from the block. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
You just have to be conscientious. Like, when you inbox it, explain to me, like, I know she got some people. So try to do something. If you really like me, just do something that nobody's done before. Everybody's in my inbox. You feel me?
Do something different. Don't be being fake about it. Do something that makes you stand apart. Because, because people that be listening and trying to ear hustle and trying to, trying to do it, sorry, when you're not going to do it right. They go, okay, she wants me to be different. So let me do something different, but it's not them. If it's not something that's just treating yourself, don't do it.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Of course.
You catch what I mean? Because, you know, like, okay, not your attention. No, I'm going to talk to her about this all the time. And then she don't like me then. I get the heck out of her.
Okay. I feel what you're saying. But, yeah. Anyway, so for those people who want to hit me up, you have questions, you need help promoting a healthy lifestyle, I want to find me a workout buddy, too, because,
I'm going to be far away.
I know. Look, that will really work out. Because, see, those of you who didn't know, I attended Smiley High School. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going to Smiley. I'm not going to say I was saved. Inbox me if you're interested. Can't be letting everybody know. Look, be having everybody out there. Look, have a whole team of training. They be like, hey, no. We're going to have to start getting some dollars rolling in. But yeah, I'm gonna start training at Smiley because back in the day I was real athletic. I ran track from the third grade up until my sophomore year in high school. But pretty much I'm gonna start back going to Smiley and doing some of the exercises that my track teachers, you know, my track coach them had me doing, kind of running up the bleachers, running around the track, things of that nature. Because I'm trying to get that. I think my ass is nice, but of course I can always use a little work on the ass and the stomach. So those are going to be two areas that I'm targeting as well. You know, females who need help in the breast area, just do some push-ups. But yeah, so if anybody interested, I do want them to find me one good workout buddy. So if anyone's interested, definitely hit me up on my like page on Facebook. T Marie the Model is T-Marie. I'm sorry, T apostrophe the Model. So y'all hit me up on there, like my page. And yeah, I need me one workout buddy, preferably a male, because but I'll accept the female too if the female is serious about, you know, getting in shape. Guys tend to be more adamant about getting in shape. Females sometimes.
Because most of in real talk, a lot of them not trying to go to Jenny B. Sure, who that's stupid. I'm going to you getting confused. I'm trying to go, hey, instead of trying to be there and work out. I need y'all to get together, man.
getting and promoting a healthy lifestyle is very important. I promise you. Yeah, even your sex drive in the bedroom. Which, anyway, I'm going to say that for Wednesday. But, yeah, working out, I'm telling y'all, if y'all knew how it helps you, and it allows you to tighten up those muscles that you use often. Not seeing anybody be freaking every day and stuff, but, hey, if you do, that's your damn business. Working out going to help you keep those muscles tight in all areas, too. And I'll even tell y'all, how, you know, about the Kegels and stuff like that. Or Google it. But, yeah, working out, whether it's, you don't always have to be up running around and moving and stuff. I used to do Kegels just sitting at my desk, but that was a workout. It was for my, you know, female area. But, hey, it was a workout. Don't judge me. We can talk about more of that on Wednesday.
Y'all have my Facebook page. Be sure y'all follow me on Instagram, TMarie_the_model, and follow me on Twitter, TMarie_MOD. Big shout out to everybody who's tuned in and listened to the show. Big shout out to everybody who supports the show. That's my little shout out. I can't think of too many right now. But yeah, big shout out to Steady.
Y'all make sure y'all check me out. Y'all pretty much follow me everywhere by the site of Steady J Dust. CEDDY, letter JDUSK. It's that simple. You pretty much use that to find me anywhere. I make it that easy for you. And, heck, also make sure you check out DustBot.com. If you're in the entertainment industry, and obviously, as you've seen earlier, entertainment industry is a very wide spectrum theme. Why? Because reading books itself is entertaining too. I mean, before people put in movies, a lot of times when they get the movies, trying to get it from the books. The books are entertaining, hence they go into movies, bam. So if you're an author, it's a place for you, everything. It's about being a professional. You're a professional. That's where you want to be, especially if you're tied to the entertainment industry any way, shape, or form. That's where you want to be, DustBot.com. And also this Friday.
Yep, turn up.
You know, it's crazy. I didn't even think about how wrong this was until, like, when I really started to be like, yes, I said, I didn't even think about this. It's almost exactly like the events for the rest of the year, almost like exactly a month away from each other. It takes two on Friday, and then this will be on a Saturday, but next, about a month from this Friday, we have an event, the Winter Wonderland event in December. So it's really is, I Am So Divine Models are hosting different. So Divine Models, that's a great look to have. You know, just really have now you have to see the site bring come to life. As we were talking about on the show earlier, make yourself come to life even when you're not, you know, people get, you know, because now there's a visual aspect of the brand even more in person. So it's Friday. It takes two. It takes two? Because it's part of the fact that it costs, would you rather spend $5 again by yourself, or would you rather spend $5 for you and another person? I would think if I was a smart person, that's my shit. That's $2.50 per person. I think I would want to go.
$2.50. Okay, but that's what I need to tell people because they might not know. Everyone, please be sure y'all come out because I will be hosting that event. And I will have some posters in the building for you guys to purchase. I'll be signing them and everything. So be sure y'all come party with your girl. And you got to let them know where it's going to be at and stuff.
Yes, I will. It's going to be at Blue Moon in Louisville. I know they talk about 2305 South Highway 121 Business. What'd you say?
Oh, I'm just over here woo-wooing. That's it.
Oh, that is a hoo. I'm talking about
woo-woo. Every time you say something, I'm talking about woo-woo.
I thought you said, oh, hoo?
No, you good.
All right,
let me put
ad-libbing
on here. Let me stop.
Oh, Lord. We got to get this child some help. And y'all come there. My girl, of course, she said Tina Reed be hosting. And she'll be having two special guest hosts. from Team I Am So Divided as well. My girl Callie and Monet, she's been in the building. My girl Star been in the building. So you got a nice representation of the Texas League of I Am So Divided.com. You got Houston, then you got Fort Worth, then you got Denton. All of those, I mean, it's a good look, and so y'all make sure that's coming out. And, of course, yours truly is DJ. What more do you need to be convinced of this? I think the price and the people that's hosting that alone should draw you.
Yeah, so if you ain't there on Friday, let me turn my hood voice on. Hold on. You in last place.
Last place. You're not even the guy who made to the finish line. You didn't even go to seventh place. Last place.
Last.
So you was playing Mario Kart.
Bad.
You know that person who got hit by the tunnel shell? You the guy who got hit after the that came after the guy to get hit by the turtle shell. You that dude. So yeah.
So yeah, come out. Be sure. Don't come out and not be turned up. It's time we gonna be turned up.
Oh no, they know there's a prerequisite at my event. I don't allow unturned upness, and I don't allow ignorance. Two things I don't allow: ignorance and boredom. If you're not gonna be turned up, you don't need to be here.
Landscaping.
I have a good record of no fighting and stuff. I want to keep that going.
Yeah, look, the landscaping has been done on the building, so we don't need nobody holding up the walls. If you come, make sure you be ready to turn up, because I plan on having the mic.
I want to DJ and there'd be some people that'd be low key dry hating on me. But, you know, I'm one of them DJs that, you know, I would put it on the sun and I would kill a goddamn damn small motherfucker. So if I'm going to do it, you're surely. And you out there, there's no excuse for you.
Mm-hmm. It's really not. So come and get turned to him. I ain't going to even go there. I ain't going to wild out. I'm going to wait till Wednesday to wild out, because I was just going to go in. I'm going to wait. Monday is a settled day. So, yes, y'all come out and get turned up with your girl. I will be there, and we will be turned up. That was my little calm voice. Okay, go ahead. I'm quiet.
All right, y'all. I'll remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, over there's a J. Over there's a
T.
Over there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tuned in to an episode of Life at the Dust Live with your boy, City J, your girl.
Hey, Marie.
Is MTV. Man, too.
Yeah, I'm going to quit singing.
Man, too. Okay, I'm done. Bye. Boop, boop.